You know how it can feel like you're just shouting into the void, like trying to get local customers to notice you?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
today we're gonna dive into something that can actually make you stand out
Okay.
in your local market, and that is showcasing your work.
I like it.
We've got this great article.
Yeah.
It's from freebusinesslisting.com,
Okay.
and it's called Go Hyperlocal. Showcasing your work is a game changer for local SEO.
Okay.
So it's all about using what you've already done to show people you know what you're doing and also attract those local customers.
It's interesting because this strategy really tackles both sides of the coin, right? It's not just about boosting your visibility in local searches, but it's also about building trust with those potential clients.
It's good for algorithms, AN, for real people.
Yeah.
So let's break down how this actually works.
Okay.
The article talks a lot about hyperlocal keywords, which I'm guessing is more specific than just saying, I'm a plumber.
Exactly. It's thinking about how people actually search. They're not just looking for plumbing services. They're saying things like plumbers near me or plumbers in, and then they'll say their specific neighborhood.
Got it.
So instead of just listing your services broadly, you want to make sure that you're using those specific location-based keywords that potential customers in your area are actually typing in.
So if I'm a plumber in, let's say, the West Village in New York,
Okay.
I shouldn't just say plumbing services.
Right. You want to say something like plumber in West Village, or emergency plumbing West Village.
Got it.
You could even mention
Oh, okay.
nearby landmarks like plumber near Washington Square Park.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. The more specific you are, the better your chances of showing up in those relevant local searches.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But doesn't everyone already do this? Like, how does showcasing work make me stand out even more?
Well, think of it this way. Imagine you're looking for someone to redo your bathroom. You find two plumbers online, both in your neighborhood. One just has a list of services, maybe a few stock photos. The other one has a whole gallery of past projects, beautiful bathroom remodels they've done in homes just like yours. Who are you more likely to call?
The one with the photos.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
You want to see, they can actually
You want to
tell.
see that proof? Showcasing your work provides that social proof. It builds trust and credibility. Potential clients can see your skills in action. Imagine what you could do for them. It goes beyond just telling. It's about showing. And that can be incredibly powerful.
So how often should you be updating your website with these projects? Is it like a one and done thing or is it an ongoing process?
Consistency is key. Think of it like a content calendar. But for your projects,
Got it.
regularly adding new projects shows customers that you're active, you're busy, and it signals to search engines that your site is fresh and relevant.
Got it.
It's not just about attracting new customers, but it's also about staying top of mind for those who might be browsing and comparing their options.
So instead of just hoping they find you,
Yeah.
you're giving them a reason to stick around.
Precisely. And the article even suggests using those updates as a chance to kind of refresh your keywords. So think about seasonal services. If you're a landscaper, you might want to highlight spring cleanup projects as the season starts.
Got it.
So you're constantly tailoring your content to what people are searching for at that moment.
That's clever.
Yeah.
So you're kind of staying ahead of the curve.
It keeps your website dynamic and ensures that you're speaking to the current needs of your local market.
So building trust is great, but how does all of this actually affect my ranking in search results?
Okay.
That's where the SEO magic comes in.
Yeah.
This article emphasizes that search engines love to see fresh, relevant content,
Right.
and what could be more relevant than
Exact.
examples of your amazing work?
Right. Those frequent updates combined with those hyperlocal keywords woven into those project descriptions send a really clear message to search engines
What is that?
that this business is active, relevant, and serving customers in this specific area.
So just by showcasing my work, I'm already giving search engines
Yeah.
more of what they want, which
Exactly.
helps me rank higher.
It's a win-win.
Awesome. Now let's dive into the specifics of how to actually showcase your work effectively, because it's got to be more than just slapping up some photos, right?
Right. It's more than just slapping up some photos.
Okay. So we've established that showcasing our work can help boost SEO and build trust with potential customers.
Right.
But where do we even begin? Like, what are the key elements that we should be focusing on when we share these projects online?
Well, the article breaks it down into four crucial aspects.
Okay.
And honestly, they make a lot of sense.
Okay.
First up, location, location, location.
Okay.
Remember those hyperlocal keywords
right.
I talked about?
Mm-hmm.
This is where they really shine.
Okay.
So don't just say city.
Mm-hmm.
Get specific.
So instead of just saying I renovated a kitchen in Chicago,
yes.
I should mention like the specific neighborhood.
Yes. Even better, mention nearby landmarks. Points of interest.
Oh, okay.
So you could say something like kitchen remodel near Wrigley Field.
Okay.
You want to paint a picture.
Uh-huh.
For potential clients.
Right.
Showing them you're familiar with their area.
Okay.
Plus it helps with those hyperlocal searches.
That's much more vivid than just a city name.
Right.
What's next?
Visuals.
Okay.
High quality photos
mm-hmm.
are absolutely essential.
Yeah.
In a world of AI generated everything.
Right.
Authenticity is key.
Okay.
Before and after photos
mm-hmm.
are so powerful.
Yeah.
They showcase the transformation
mm-hmm.
and let those potential clients
right.
visualize what you can do.
Yeah. It's that wow factor.
Yes.
People can instantly see the difference you made.
Exactly. But don't just rely on visuals alone.
Okay.
You need to provide context.
Okay.
And that's where service details come in.
Okay.
Explain what you did, what materials you used,
mm-hmm.
any challenges you overcame.
So don't just say repaired a roof.
Right.
Explain how you handled like the tricky leak or the specific type of shingles you used.
Exactly. This showcases your expertise.
Uh-huh.
And helps potential clients understand the scope of your work.
Right.
It moves beyond just pretty pictures.
Yeah.
Provides valuable information.
Right.
That sets you apart.
It's like you're giving them a peek behind the curtain.
Mm.
You're showing them the thought and skill that goes into it.
Yeah.
What about customer testimonials? Do those fit in here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
While they're not mandatory,
okay.
they can be so valuable.
Okay.
Testimonials from happy clients provide that social proof and build trust.
It's like having a friend vouch for you.
Exactly.
Right.
Think about it.
Yeah.
If you were looking for a service online,
mm-hmm.
would you be more likely to trust a business with glowing reviews
right.
or one with no feedback at all?
The reviews would sway me.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like getting a recommendation from someone you trust.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so we've got location details,
mm-hmm.
great photos, explanations of our services, maybe even some customer testimonials.
Yeah.
But how do we make sure all of this actually gets seen by the right people?
Right.
Like, how do we optimize this content for maximum impact?
That's a great question. And the article actually gives us some really actionable tips for optimizing this showcased work.
Got it.
First up, headlines.
Oh, yeah. Think of your headline as that first impression.
Go.
You want it to be descriptive, engaging,
drawing
people in, making them want to learn more.
Right.
So instead of just a generic headline like bathroom renovation,
mm-hmm.
you could try something like modern spa-like bathroom transformation in Lincoln Park.
Okay, so it's more specific.
Yes.
And it highlights the benefits.
Exactly. You're incorporating those hyperlocal keywords.
Uh-huh.
You're painting a picture
of
the end result.
Right.
You want people to immediately understand what the project was and why it's relevant to them. Okay. The article also mentions structured data, which sounds a bit technical. Can you explain what that is and why it matters?
It does sound intimidating.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Think of structured data as a way to speak directly to search engines.
Okay.
It's code that you add to your website.
Uh-huh.
That helps those search engines understand your content better.
Okay.
So instead of them just seeing text and images, they understand this is a project showcase.
Okay.
This is the location.
Got it.
These are the services provided.
So it's like adding labels to your content to make it easier for search engines to categorize and understand it.
Exactly. And the article even dives into a specific type of structured data called schema markup. And there's a whole vocabulary within Schema, specifically for local businesses, that allows you to highlight things like your business address, your operating hours, even customer reviews.
Okay, so by using the Schema markup, I can make sure that my business information is showing up accurately.
Yes.
In like those rich snippets that you often see.
Precisely.
In search results.
And the more information you provide through structured data, the better those search engines can understand and rank your content.
Got it. So it's all about making it easy for them to connect the dots.
Exactly.
Okay. What about linking? How does that play into optimizing our project showcases?
Linking is crucial
okay.
for guiding visitors deeper into your website
okay.
and showing search engines how your content is connected.
Oh.
So when you're showcasing a project, make sure to link to relevant service pages
okay.
or your portfolio.
Got it.
So for example, if you're highlighting a kitchen remodel, link to your kitchen renovation services page.
Okay, so it's not just like a dead end.
Right.
It encourages people to explore more.
Exactly. It creates that natural flow for potential clients.
Okay.
Helps them discover more about your expertise. And from an SEO perspective, it helps search engines understand that hierarchy and relevance of your content.
Okay.
Which can boost your overall rankings.
So it's like creating a roadmap for both people and search engines to navigate my website.
Exactly.
All right. So we've got great headlines, structured data, strategic linking.
Yes.
What else should we keep in mind?
Consistency is key.
Okay.
Regularly sharing new projects is essential for maintaining a dynamic online portfolio and signaling to those search engines that your site is active.
Right.
It's not just about attracting new customers.
Right.
It's about remaining relevant and top of mind.
Okay, think about it.
Yeah.
Would you rather hire a business that's constantly showcasing their latest work?
Yes.
Or one that hasn't updated their website in years?
Exactly.
I'm going with the one that's active and up to date.
The one who's active.
Yeah. It shows they're engaged and passionate about what they do.
Exactly. And don't forget the power of social media.
Oh, right.
Platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and Google Business Profile are fantastic for showcasing your work visually.
Right.
Engaging with those potential clients directly.
So share those project photos.
Guesses.
Use relevant hashtags. Maybe even run targeted ads.
Yeah.
To reach people in your local area.
Exactly. Social media allows you to expand your reach beyond your website.
Okay.
And connect with people where they're already spending their time.
It's like having multiple channels to showcase your work and attract customers.
It is.
Now, before we wrap up, is there anything else from the article that we should highlight? Any key takeaways that our listeners should remember?
One thing that really resonated with me is that showcasing your work isn't just about showing off.
Okay.
It's a strategic investment in your business growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's about combining the power of SEO with genuine customer engagement. When you use those hyper-local keywords, high-quality visuals, authentic storytelling, you're creating a really powerful recipe for attracting those local customers and building trust.
It's a way to stand out in a crowded online world and connect with people on a more personal level.
It is.
And the best part is you don't have to wait to have a huge portfolio to start.
No.
The article encourages listeners to document their next project.
Yes.
No matter how big or small,
mm-hmm.
just start sharing your work.
Yeah.
See the impact it can have.
It's all about shifting.
Okay.
From a passive online presence to an active one.
Got it.
Don't just wait for customers to find you.
Right.
Go out there and show them what you're capable of.
I love that. And for our listener, as you think about all of this, here's a question to consider. How might you showcase your work in creative ways beyond just your website and social media?
Okay.
Could you collaborate with other local businesses? Host a workshop. Think outside the box.
Yeah.
Find ways to truly engage with your community.
And remember, this is a journey.
Yeah.
Not a destination.
Right.
As you continue to learn and grow, your approach to showcasing your work will evolve.
Right.
The key is to stay curious.
Okay.
Experiment and always be looking for new ways to connect with your ideal customers.